In a large metropolitan newspaper some time ago, there was a series of articles which gave the religious beliefs of people from many walks of life and of various religious persuasions. One of the articles was by a Jewish man, so it was of special interest to me. He penned the following words: "Since no man has yet found the key to unlock the mysteries of life, where did we come from, why are we here, where are we going, since there is no proof of the truth or falsity of any answer, I believe each of us must grope as best we can to find at least a partial answer for himself. A man must have a belief to live by." End of quote. How I wish I could have spoken personally to this Jewish man. I would have shared with him what the Holy Scriptures teach us concerning the God of Israel, man's sin, and how we can be forgiven of all sin by the atonement provided for us in the Messiah. This Jewish man would then have known beyond any question or doubt that there is truth to be experienced through the Bible. Faith in God, the Messiah, and the Bible takes away the groping for a belief to live by. Faith in Almighty God and His plan for our lives is the key that takes away the mysteries of life. Yes, we do know where we came from. God created us. We do know why we're here, to have fellowship with Almighty God, the God of Israel, and live in His will with peace and joy. And we do know where we're going when we die, to heaven, which God hath prepared for those who trust Him, and God's way for the forgiveness of our sins. It has been my privilege through the years to have had many Bible discussion groups. In one of these groups, a Jewish young man came to me and spoke of his lack of knowledge of Almighty God in words something like this: "Why didn't someone tell me before about the Bible and Messiah Jesus? Why didn't someone tell me that I could know my sins could be forgiven by God? I didn't know." When he learned and understood what the God of Israel said in the Jewish Bible, he became a joyful believer in Messiah Jesus and shared the great news of forgiveness of sin through Messiah with countless numbers of his Jewish people and others. Yes, we can know God personally today. We can have peace with God and ourselves in this life and be prepared to face eternity when we die. Our Heavenly Father, the Almighty God of Israel, has taken care of all of the details for us. It is up to us to trust what God has said, accept His plan for our lives, and live in His will. Foremost in the lives of many people is the longing for true peace and happiness. To live a life that is worthwhile for oneself, family, and others. However, conditions about us can frustrate our efforts to find some semblance of peace in our life for our families. The lack of true love and fear of infidelity on the part of one's spouse brings uncertainty about the future, anguish, and loneliness. Men, women, and young people long for a place to rest, a place of real peace. The daily newscasts and television pictures cause one to listen and look in unbelief at what is going on in our country and around the world. In spite of all of this, there is a place of rest. There is a place of real peace and joy in this life, and for what will happen when we die. There is a plan whereby we can experience true satisfaction and fulfillment in living. These treasures of life come not by human effort or accomplishment. They are not attained by the philosophy of some learned person or by trying to keep a code of human behavior. No, not by our striving, not by our works or deeds, but through the love, plan, and provision of Almighty God. To find peace and purpose in living, it is time for you to honestly seek to know God and His plan for your life. God loves you and me, and He has revealed to us His will for our lives in a written communication that He has sent to us. The book God sent to us is His Holy Scripture, the Bible. We must turn to God and the Bible to find answers. There will be no real peace for you, for anyone, until you put your trust in what Almighty God has said in His Word concerning His will and plan for your life. When you and I trust and obey God and His Word, the sins of our lives will be cleansed by the blood of atonement provided for us in Messiah Jesus. There are some people who say that Jesus is not for the Jews. They say that Jesus made a Gentile religion called Christianity, and that Jewish people are not to have any part of it. Do not permit the unsubstantiated statements of those who do not accept all of the Word of God as truth to turn you away from the only place where you can find a personal relationship with the God of Israel. According to the Jewish Holy Scriptures, we know beyond any shadow of a doubt that Jesus is the promised Jewish Messiah who came to earth the first time almost 2,000 years ago to provide the blood of atonement and cleansing for our sins. We know He died for us so that we can be forgiven of our sins. Jesus was raised from the grave and is at the right hand of God in heaven today, as foretold in the Psalms, Psalm 110, verse 1, and Isaiah chapter 53 and other scriptures. He will come again a second time to earth, as foretold by the Jewish prophets in the Holy Scriptures, to bring peace to Israel and the world. This is yet a future event. Those who trust God in Messiah Jesus have a tremendous life now and a great future before them here and in heaven for eternity. The Messiah of Israel, Jesus, as foretold in the Holy Scriptures by the Jewish prophets of old, would be sent to earth by God to provide for us the blood of atonement, as demanded by God in the law of Moses. Many of our Jewish people do not really know what the atonement is according to God's Word. They know what is practiced in present-day Judaism with its traditions. However, following tradition with its practice of good deeds to provide atonement, no matter how sincerely it is done, will not cleanse us of our sins. The instructions for how we are to be forgiven from all sin must come from the God of Israel, against whom we have sinned. There are some people who scoff at the mention of sin. They will admit that they make mistakes in this life. They believe that if they do the best they can, they will be accepted by God, if indeed they really believe in Almighty God. Let us see what God says in His Word, the Jewish Holy Scriptures, the Bible, about the way we are to be forgiven of our sins. The word atonement comes from the Hebrew word kofar. Kofar means to cover sin, to secure the sinner from guilt and punishment. It is to release the sinner from guilt and God's punishment of sin. God's way of atonement for us is the payment of the penalty that is due us because we have all sinned against Him. There are people who believe that there is no such thing as sin. They are concerned about God or their relationship to Him, or perhaps they are not concerned. Such a belief does not take away the truth that we have in God's Holy Scripture that states, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And in the Bible we read, the wages of sin is death, with separation from God in an eternity of suffering in hell. I put my trust in what Almighty God has said to us in His Bible, rather than putting my faith in the philosophy of men and women who reject God and His Word. People who reject the Holy Scriptures and what God has said to us in the Bible have never known the love of God and His great plan for our lives. They have only seen people who claim to believe in God and yet live lives that are corrupt, sinful, and hypocritical. They make judgments about the Almighty, eternal God on the basis of what they see in human behavior. Such a way of life will only lead to disaster, misery, and an eternity away from the God who loves us and who provided for us for the needs of this life and for the life which is to come after death. I urge you today to seek the truth of God with an open mind and heart. God says in His Word, the Scriptures, ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. You will find God's truth in the Bible, the Holy Scriptures. Sin is real. Sin must be cleansed and forgiven by God if you are to experience peace now in this life and for eternity. Let us consider with a seeking, honest heart that which is truth concerning God, who He is, and what His plan is for men and women today. In the Holy Scriptures, the payment for sin involved the shed blood of the specified animal sacrifice in accordance with the instructions which God gave to our Hebrew people through Moses. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, given through Moses, was the annual day of cleansing for the sins of the people of Israel. The great Day of Atonement, recorded for us in the third book of Moses, Leviticus chapter 16, was observed on the 10th day of the 7th month in the Jewish calendar. On the 10th day of the 7th month, the Jewish high priest sacrificed a bullock and a goat, animals which God had specified, as sin offerings for himself and the Jewish people. He brought the blood of the slain animal and sprinkled it on the mercy seat in the Jewish tabernacle. This was done later in time by the Jewish high priest in the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. By this act of obedience to God's command, atonement, or cleansing from sin, was real to all who believed, confessed their sins to God, and had the blood of atonement. Within the ark, which was in the Jewish tabernacle, was found the Ten Commandments which God gave as a basic teaching of His law for people to obey. When God looked down from heaven, He saw this tablet of stone upon which were engraved the Ten Commandments. Men and women have disobeyed God's commandments. We all have. To disobey God is to sin. When the slain animal's blood was sprinkled on the top of the mercy seat of the ark, which contained the commandments, God saw the covering of the blood of atonement, which was done in obedience to His command. Then God did not see the broken law and our sins, but He saw the covering of the blood of atonement, and God forgave the sins of the people. If you have a Bible, the Torah or the Tanakh, you can read this for yourself in the book of Leviticus, which is the third book of Moses in the Jewish Holy Scriptures, and chapter 16. The atonement is the blood of God's specified animal that was offered to cover the sins of the people so that they could be forgiven of all sin. The covering of sin was made not only on the great day of atonement, Yom Kippur, but also in the daily sacrifice of animals according to God's law, and how people could be forgiven of sin, actually, throughout the year. This is found in Leviticus chapter 5, beginning with verse 5 and through verse 10, and I would like to read this for you. And it shall be, when he shall be guilty in one of these things, that he shall confess that he hath sinned in that thing. And he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord God, for his sin which he has sinned, a female of the flock, a lamb, or a kid of the goats, for a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him concerning his sin. And if he is not able to bring a lamb, then he shall bring for his trespass that which he hath committed, two turtle doves or two young pigeons unto the Lord, one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. And he shall bring them to the priest, that is, the Jewish priest, at the specified place of worship, who shall offer that which is for the sin offering first. And he shall sprinkle of the blood of the sin offering upon the side of the altar, that was in the Jewish tabernacle and later in the temple. And the rest of the blood shall be wrung out at the bottom of the altar. It is a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for his sin which he hath sinned, and it shall be forgiven him. The sinner found God's forgiveness for his or her sins against God when he or she followed God's requirements and obeyed what God said. These verses of Holy Scripture tell us that the person's sins were forgiven him. He knew it. She knew it. There was no "I hope so" or "I think so," for he or she had followed God's instructions. If we follow what the Bible says to us today, we also have this same assurance of sins forgiven, with the result of a clean heart and conscience, and peace with God and with ourselves. What about today, the day in which we live? Where is the blood of atonement according to the instructions of the God of Israel? There is no Jewish temple in Jerusalem in which to offer the specified animal sacrifice for the sins of the people. The last Jewish temple was destroyed in 70 AD. In spite of this loss, as we read in the Holy Scriptures, God's word to us, we are going to find that God has provided the blood of atonement for us today. We do have God's way for us to be forgiven of sin. It is real. It is for everyone, Jews and Gentiles. Do you know where to find God's cleansing for your sins? Do you know what it is to be forgiven of all sin by the eternal God of eternity and have true peace with God and yourself? Have you experienced cleansing from the guilt of sin and know what it means to live in peace with the Almighty God? I do. And I thank God for His cleansing me of sin and for the peace that comes with a right relationship with Him. Through all the trials and problems of life which we experience, and there are many, there is a real place of peace and joy. As Bible believers, we know God in a personal way and have joy from Him and the assurance that all is right between Him and us. Someday, we are going to die and leave this life on earth, and we will face eternity. For the person who is trusting God and His Word, the Bible, for the one who has been cleansed of all sin according to God's way, in Messiah Jesus, there is going to be peace forever in heaven. In heaven, yes. God has promised in the Bible book of Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 and 4, we read, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." When death comes, the former things of this life are passed away, and in heaven all things will be new, perfect, and wonderful. What a day that will be when we get to heaven. The Bible also says that for the person who does not accept God's plan of forgiveness of sin, when he or she dies, that person will spend eternity suffering in hell. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, we read, "But the fearful, the unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters." Now these are sins that most of us have not committed. But listen what it says. "But the fearful, and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." The first death is physical when we leave this life. This second death is when we're separated, if the person's an unbeliever and dies in his or her sins, separated from God for eternity in a place of suffering. In that eternal place of anguish, there will be no more jokes about God, the Bible, heaven, or hell. And also the Bible tells us there is no second chance. Our decisions are made in this life now. If you are not a Bible believer, if you have not as yet trusted God's loving plan for your life for eternity, you have a horrible future awaiting you. The enjoyment and pleasures of sin for a short time here on earth are not worth the torment of the sinner in hell for all eternity. Perhaps you are thinking, "I don't worry about where I'm going when I die, for I believe that death is the end of everything." God in his love for you has helped you to hear these words today, so that he might urge you to seek him and know the truth about what the future holds for all people when they die. Either they will go to heaven or to hell. Can I prove that there is a real heaven or hell after death? Yes, because the Bible teaches it, and the Bible is true. Can you prove to me that there is nothing after death? No. You have no evidence to prove there is nothing after death. You actually have no ground at all to believe such a thing. On a gravestone near Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the following words are engraved. "Listen, man, as you pass by, as you are now, so once was I. As I am now, so you must be. Therefore, think on eternity." I urge you today to seek God with an open heart and mind. You need to know the truth about life after death, and the way to be certain that your eternal future will be spent in heaven with God. God has prepared a wonderful eternal future for those who trust him for the forgiveness of their sins through Messiah Jesus, who died to provide the blood of atonement for us and for the cleansing of our sins. How do we obtain the atonement? the cleansing from sin and a clean heart before God, first we must admit that we have sinned against God. In the Jewish Bible, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 20, we read, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." There are many good people, but all have sinned before God. In the New Testament, we read in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, God's word is clear concerning sin. It says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We must admit to God that we have sinned before Him. In the Jewish Holy Scriptures, Leviticus chapter 5, verse 5, we read, "And it shall be when he shall be guilty in one of these things, that he shall confess that he has sinned in that thing." Again, in the Holy Scriptures, book of Leviticus, regarding the atonement, chapter 5, verse 6, we read, "And he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord God for his sin which he has sinned, a lamb or a kid of the goat for a sin offering, and the priest," that is the Jewish priest, "in the Jewish place of worship, shall make an atonement for him concerning his sin." How is a person to have the atonement and cleansing of all sin? By some good deed? No. By not committing sin again? No. By paying some amount of money to a place of religious worship? No. He was to offer the animal sacrifice by bringing it to the Jewish religious leader to be slain and its blood shed for atonement at the place God specified in the Jewish tabernacle or temple. Then the verses in Leviticus continue, as I have shared with you before, but now share with you again. Listen. "He," the Jewish priest, "shall sprinkle the blood of the sin offering upon the side of the altar, and the rest of the blood shall be wrung out at the bottom of the altar. It is a sin offering." The animal was slain, its blood was shed, and placed upon the altar as God commanded. And then the Bible says of the sinner in verse 10, "And the priest shall make an atonement for him for his sin which he has sinned, and it shall be forgiven him." We have the promise of God to forgive our sins if we follow His plan of forgiveness. Trying to observe our own way of cleansing will be of no avail. We will continue to live in sin, and sin will take us to an eternal punishment. When we confess our sins to God and have the blood of atonement that God has instructed us to have, we will be forgiven of all sin. Where is the atonement today? In the New Covenant or Testament, in the book of Hebrews in chapter 9, beginning with verse 11, we read, "But Messiah, becoming a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. The blood of the Messiah, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. He is the mediator of the new covenant, that by means of his own death for the redemption of the transgressions or sins, that we might be called to receive the promise of eternal inheritance in heaven." Messiah was offered to bear the sin of many. We read in God's word in the Bible, book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 8, 9, and 11. "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Messiah died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus the Messiah, by whom we have now received the atonement."
the blood of Messiah Jesus shed for us when he died, according to the Holy Scriptures, is accepted by God for our atonement to cleanse us of all sin. In John chapter 3, verse 16, we read, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." When we put our trust in Almighty God and his Messiah, Jesus, as is recorded in the Bible, God's word to us, then we have the atonement and the assurance of eternity in heaven after death. Listen to God's promise to us as given in the Bible book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, 8, 9, and 18 through 21. Listen to God's word. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus the Messiah, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively or living hope or assurance by the resurrection of Jesus Messiah from the dead." One thought here, when we read the word hope in the scriptures, as in this passage, the word means assurance. When we think of hope, it generally means that there's a possibility that something might happen. Not so when we see the word hope in the Word of God. We must consider the context. Here the word definitely means assurance. It will happen. I will read verse 3 again. "Blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Messiah, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope or assurance by the resurrection of Jesus Messiah from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Jesus the Messiah, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Forasmuch as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Messiah, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God." For a detailed Jewish prophecy that was written about 700 years B.C. about the coming of Messiah to die for our sins, read the book of Isaiah in the Jewish Holy Scriptures, chapter 53. It's there in the Jewish Bible. I know it's not listed in the Haftorah readings, but it is there, and I urge you to read it. Isaiah chapter 53. And then we would gladly send you our audio on Isaiah 53, which is a verse-by-verse study of this amazing prophecy about the Messiah. Our atonement today is found in the life, death, and resurrection of Messiah Jesus. He is the one whom God sent, of whom the Jewish prophets from Moses, David, Isaiah, and on spoke of in foretelling the Messiah would come. Hundreds of years before Jesus lived, they foretold his coming, and that he would provide for us the way for us to be forgiven of our sins. Put your trust in Messiah Jesus as your sin bearer. Confess your sins to God and ask God to forgive you, and accept the blood shed on the tree that Messiah shed for you and me, that we might have the blood of atonement today. And you will experience God's forgiveness of your sins and have tremendous peace and joy now in this life and forever. And my dear friends, it's all Jewish. It's all through the Jewish scriptures. by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and through the Messiah, Jewish Messiah, Jesus.
Should you have any questions or desire CDs or literature for further study about God, the Messiah, and the way to have personal peace, email us at contact, that's contact, at GodandJews, that's one word, no spaces, .org. Contact at GodandJews.org. God be with you to lead you in His path to real peace, joy, and happiness now and for all eternity.